We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's not Packers season. Okay, in Wisconsin, it's always Packers season. And this is Chuck and Wickett's Green and Gold Daily. Our daily look at your team. Every weekday, only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Good morning, Chuck and Wickett. Chuck's off today. Bucks take Thon Maker. We'll get into the 10th overall pick in the draft. But everybody hang on here because today is a very special day.
Jeff Janis.
What a day.
It is... a day that we should all be celebrating. I can't believe we didn't realize this until 8:30.
Jeff Janis.
Janis!
Jeff Janis!
Janis! Oh, yeah.
And so it was on the sixth month of the year, the 24th day of the month of June.
Hey, I got a good question on Twitter the other day.
In 1991, he was brought to this planet in Tawas City, Michigan.
Yep.
We say happy birthday. I'm hoping for the septuple Janis. Happy birthday to Packers wide receiver Jeff Janis.
Janis!
Jeff Janis.
Janis!
Jeff Janis.
Janis!
Jeff Janis!
What did you get him for his birthday?
I mean, he's got the whole world in his hands. So, I got him Thon Maker. How's that?
Yeah, what do you get the man that is everything? Somebody asked me on Twitter, would Jeff Janis have this kind
Janis!
Of... Janis! Thank you, me. Would Jeff Janis have this kind of attention if he was a running back?
I don't know. Did the running back catch two Hail Marys in a playoff game, including the one that sent it to overtime?
My answer to that question was John Crockett was 5 for 30 in the fourth quarter of a game that was over, and you wanted to anoint him the next
people
John Brockington.
People were ready to have him replace Eddie Lacy in the people. Starting lineup.
Yeah.
Jeff Janis.
Jeff Janis!
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 Wow. Holy. Was it about 14? That was the double septuple Janis?
That was a. You know that game you. Turn that down for a sec.
Okay.
You know that game you used to play in the cafeteria? Where you would
yell. Could you be a little more specific?
You would yell a certain part of the male anatomy and try to, you would have to alternate. Like, let's say the word was.
What games? No, you know what?
Let's say it was finger. No.
Let's say, I don't want to know.
Let's say it was finger. So I would say finger, and then you would go finger, and then you'd have to yell it as loud as possible.
No, actually, I've never heard of
You've
this
You've never
game.
Done it?
What did you do? What you have had the strangest. The strangest upbringing in childhood I've ever heard.
Joe Buck and Al Michaels are playing the Janis game.
Janis!
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 Janis! Janis!
Louder as we go.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't ever play that game? Brendan, you played that game.
No, he didn't. No one did.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's yeah. You play that game.
No one did.
You know what I'm talking about. The guy that yelled it the loudest won.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Janis!
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 Janis! No clue.
What a great day. Is this maybe the best day ever?
Well, listen,
outside
you'll
of
like
the
this
UK,
414. I mean, if you're British, this isn't a great day today. Let's be honest.
No.
Thonmaker goes to the Bucks at number 10. Your thoughts? Do you like the pick? Do you not like the pick? This is your last chance to get in on this show about it. 414-799-1250. We got the coach that has coached Thon the last couple of years, Brandon Leshovsky, coming up from the Athlete Institute in Canada. We'll do that in about 7 minutes from right now. If we have time to get the whole thing in, we're going to try. This is Thon on TMZ Sports. Thonmaker, this, you're going to make this maybe your ringtone, Bart, but you're going to love Thon even more for this. So Thon's walking out after he gets all this stuff done. There are raging celebratory parties going on in New York City. Here's Thonmaker to TMZ.
Oh, congrats, man.
Hey, yo.
How are you going to celebrate? What are you going to buy for yourself?
Number 10, huh?
Come on, man. New car.
I got an early flight. I got practice tomorrow. And Prince.
All right, man.
I'm going to sleep.
Congratulations and best of luck in the offseason.
He didn't even go out and party, Bart. Thon went home, went to sleep, took the early flight, and he's got practice today. Thonmaker didn't even go out partying after he got selected last night.
Again, the biggest reason why I like this pick is because at 10 in this draft, there were you could have gone so many different safe avenues, but
true.
You can't win a title being safe. The Bucks,
unless you're the Spurs.
But if you even stack the Bucks and the Spurs, if you try to go position by position and say, how do we match up? You need superstars and you need guys to reach their highest upside. I mean, Kawhi Leonard was a guy that reached more than the expectations that were put upon him. And now he's leading that team. They still have Duncan, LaMarcus Aldridge. They're a great team. So you need guys. I mean, a Westbrook and Durant. The Thunder don't just have, you know, two of the best 20 guys. They have two of the best five guys in the league. The Cavs, Kyrie, LeBron, Kevin Love you can put in there. The Warriors, obviously, Draymond, Steph, and Klay. You need more than, you know, Jabari, Giannis. Middleton's a good shooter, but is he a top guy in the league? And Thonmaker, a guy that has incredible upside. And that's why I like the pick, because they're aiming high instead of just aiming for 8.
Well, the thing I like most about the pick, I don't know if he's going to be an all-star. I don't know if he's going to be a great player. I don't know if he's going to be a good player. I don't know if he's going to be a bust. But the Bucks found their guy and really swung for the fences. That could be a bust. In 2 years, we could be like, all right, first it was Joe Alexander, then it was Ejion Leon. A couple years later, it's Thonmaker. But we could also say, dude, they drafted Thonmaker at 10. 9 teams got to be kicking themselves. This was a swing for the fences, and I like the Bucks doing that as opposed to something along your line of thinking, Bart, and going for something safe. What do you think? 414-799-1250. Let's go to Mike in West Milwaukee. Mike, good morning. You're on the Fan. What did you think of the Thonmaker pick?
I kind of agree with you. It definitely swung for the fences, but I think he could be an all-star because his game is just crazy. I mean, he can hit the long-distance shot. He's got a little bit of defense on him. The only thing that worries me is that he's kind of thin, but he is only 19 years old or so, they say. So hopefully he can put on some muscle mass and bang with the big boys. But I just like the fact that he seems to be multifaceted. He's not just the big to post up.
Well, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. His defense right now, his raw athletic ability is his strong suit. At 7'1", and we'll generously say 220, he's got to put more weight on. And you're going to find out how much weight he has been putting on from his former coach, Brandon Leshovsky, coming up in 5 minutes. Brett in Bayside, you're on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Good morning, Brett.
Guys, I got to say, I love the pick. For the reasons that you just said, you swing for the fences, you try to hit the home run. If you have a chance to take a potential superstar, you do it. And also, I mean, this is a really, really good kid who really obviously has his head on his shoulders and is extremely bright. And it's more important than just trying to draft talent. You also want to draft guys that have the best odds of reaching that potential. Maker gave an interview to Yahoo last night, and I couldn't believe how good he was giving an extemporaneous interview. I mean, you think Jabari Parker at 18, 19 years old was solid with the media. Maker blows him away. Maker was given these 45-second answers to questions that just showed that he really knows what he's talking about and really wants to succeed and is truly driven. You can go back to, you can still go back on YouTube and watch Kevin Garnett highlights when he was in high school. I remember watching Kevin Garnett in high school, and Maker's highlights, they blow him away. Well, I mean, of course, those are highlights. But quite, you know, the fact is that if this guy's, this guy has a good chance of reaching his potential. We don't really know what his ceiling truly is, but if his ceiling is John Henson with a jump shot, you know what? That's really not so bad. In 2 years from now, that would be exactly what this team needs.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. That opens up a line for you at 414-799-1250. We'll read some more of your tweets and on Facebook as well. A mixed bag, and that's what you expect when the Bucks reach at 10 for somebody who could be one of the top players in this draft, or because of his unknown and his raw ability at this point, he could be a bust. We just don't know, and that's what I think is so intriguing. How did he get here? We're going to ask Brandon Leshovsky. He joined us last hour. If you missed it, he was Thon Maker's basketball coach in Canada the last 2 years at the Athlete Institute. You're going to hear a lot of good stuff. How well does the competition stack up compared to college basketball? How much weight is he trying to put on? What does he need to work on? Nobody knows him better than this guy, Brandon Leshovsky, coming up next. Right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Warm summer weather in Milwaukee this weekend means a couple of things. Got to have plenty of cold refreshments near you. Baseball down at the ballpark and perfect grilling conditions for serving up quality meat from Roberts Specialty Meats. Our buddy Paul Roberts has plenty of delicious options. For a simple family affair, maybe a block party, or even tailgating at the ballpark. And it all starts with ribs on a stick. Boneless pork ribs marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce. Put them on the grill, throw in those marinated chicken skewers as well. Door County cherry and now chili lime and tomato basil flavors are available to you. And if you love brats on the grill, who doesn't? You're going to find over 30 varieties of sausages and brats from Robert's Specialty Meats. Call today, 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT. Reserve your order and make sure when you visit, grab some of their Cherrywood smoked beef sticks. Online at robertsspecialtymeatswaukesha.com. Print out the coupon for the free pound of ribs on a stick. For the best in meats, you know where to shop. It's at Sunset and Eastern Waukesha. Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Good morning, Chuck and Wicket. Calls of the week coming up at 9:45 in our out-of-context week in review. The big unit, Bill Michaels, coming up 10-2. We had a chance to talk with Thon Maker's coach in Canada. Brandon Leshovsky joined us, and we started off asking, how did Thon Maker, who the Bucks selected at number 10 yesterday, who was born in Sudan, went to Australia, wound up in Virginia, and eventually, how did he get into Canada?
Yeah, he came to us a couple of years ago through mutual friends of his, of Thon and his guardian, Ed Smith, and just kind of, he wanted to get to a situation where he could really focus on training and building his body and doing things like that that, you know, he really wasn't in a situation, didn't feel he was in a situation to do that when he was in Virginia. And, you know, that border creates a little bit of a buffer from a lot of the media and the hype and everything that he was surrounded by at the time. So he could come up to Canada and get what he needed, but also be able to focus and stay out of the spotlight a little bit.
Talk with Brandon Leshovsky, Thon Maker's coach at the Athlete Institute in Ontario. For those that are unfamiliar, and I'll put my hand right up, what is the Athlete Institute and what is the level of competition that you guys play against?
Yeah, we're a boarding school here outside of Toronto and been around for about 5 years, so fairly new to the prep school scene in North America for sure. But this year we played a schedule of 43 games. We were actually on ESPN against Findlay Prep in January. We played against Prolific Prep with Josh Jackson twice. Play on a circuit called the Grind Session, and it was a very high level competition every night. We played 4 McDonald's All-Americans, and so it was great for Thon to be able to compete against the best guys pretty much every game. And then we were in a league up here in Ontario that had about 25 guys that are going to play Division I basketball at some point. And so our schedule was incredibly difficult, but we were flying all over North America. We were in Kentucky, New York, Springfield, Massachusetts, Detroit, California. We were all over the place, and a lot of it was because of Thon. Obviously, he wanted to play against the best continuously, and so that's what we did.
One of the concerns, I think, of Bucks fans and maybe teams that were looking into draft-thon was how good this level of competition was. But, I mean, like you said, it's not like these kids – these are top-level basketball guys. So you're saying Bucks fans should not be worried that the level of competition maybe north of the border was worse than it was for some of these college guys?
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't be concerned with that at all. It's always been important to Thon to play against the best, and so that's kind of how we designed our schedule, especially this year. And he wants to be the best, and knows in order to do that, he's got to continuously prove himself. And obviously through this whole process, the last couple of months, he's not afraid to do that either. Not afraid to prove himself against others. And that's what Thonmaker is. He's a competitor and doesn't shy away from anybody.
How old is Thonmaker?
He's 19. The concerns come from, there's a lot of people that come from that region that there's a lot of question marks, and I understand that. But I look at it as you watch a mixtape or something that's on YouTube from 2 or 3 years ago, and you try to tell me that that's a 19 or 20-year-old in that mixtape. He just looks like a little baby. And so there's no doubt in my mind that his age is accurate.
Brandon Leshovsky joining us from the Athlete Institute in Ontario. When we watch him on YouTube, and that's for the most part, maybe some people caught him on ESPN, but when we watch him on YouTube, I mean, you look at a kid that's got all the tools right now. How raw is he? How much of a project is he? How far away is he from making an impact on this Bucks team?
Well, as far as making an impact, I think you're going to see some things right away. It may not be offensively immediately, but I can tell you things that he's going to do immediately from day one is run the floor, protect the rim, communicate, be a leader, be a great teammate. He's got a motor that does not stop. He eats, drinks, and breathes basketball. When he's not training, he's watching film or watching video of other people, and he absolutely loves the game. And so I think that those skills are going to translate immediately to the NBA level. Now, other things as far as shooting and being able to do what he's done at our level, I don't know. That's kind of the big question, I guess, to me, is how quickly is he going to be a really good offensive player? But I know that his defense and intangibles are going to be there probably from his first press conference today, because he's anxious and he's ready to go.
Now, some of these draft grades that people are doing, I give it an A++++, by the way. For the Bucks, I just want to be on the record for that. They're giving these draft grades are poor, and then I'm seeing in their analysis doesn't have a feel for the game. I'm seeing that one phrase keep popping up. What do you think that means? And does Thon have a feel for the game of basketball?
Well, I was hoping you could tell me what that means, because I'm not exactly sure when the scouts and stuff were asking me that question. I wasn't sure what they were looking for. He's only been playing basketball for about 5 years. And so as far as seeing things maybe before they're happening or anticipating, I don't know if he's at like a Buddy Hield level yet, who's probably played when he was, you know, real young and 4 years of university. But I never felt like he was lost when we were playing. He had a plan. I think IQ is something that really is developed more from playing, but also watching video. And he invests the time, and he knows, like, I know when he was sitting down with some coaches watching video in individual meetings, they were like, you know, why did you do this? And he either had a reason to his madness, or he was like, you know, I'm not sure. That was a bad move on my part, and it didn't happen again. And so he's very self-critical, and if whatever the scouts, you know, want to say about his IQ, I have absolutely no concerns, because if it's not where they think it should be, whatever that means, that he's it's gonna be there pretty quickly because of how much he invests in everything.
You mentioned Buddy Hield playing for most of his life. How long has Thon been playing basketball?
I think when he was 13 or 14 was the first time he picked it up.
Huh. It's still relatively new. If he's, you know, he's a 19-year-old kid, he's been playing for just 5 years. Biggest strength, biggest weakness in his game on the floor?
Biggest strength is his, not just versatility, but how hard he plays. And it sticks out right away when you see a 7-footer running as hard as he runs and competing as hard as he competes. I would say that's his biggest strength right now. His weakness is probably just an overall low post game to where, you know, he's got some go-to moves to where he can get buckets against the NBA level of competition. You know, he can stretch the floor as a shooter, has been working on speeding up his release and doing things of that nature. But overall, I would say his weakness is just that he really needs to play more and continue for his overall game to round into form.
Talk with Brandon Leshovsky. He's the head coach over at the Athlete Institute, where Thon Maker spent his last 2 years. You mentioned his low post game. The NBA basketball today, it's becoming that outside shooter's dream. We saw with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. You saw with Dirk Nowitzki. Kevin Durant plays on the perimeter all the time. Does he want to play on the block, or does he prefer to play on the outside?
I think he likes to do both. He'll go down there and bang, and he's not afraid to do that. You know, the one thing that Thon's made really clear to anybody that'll listen is that he hates the mixtapes of him because you see just a very small part of his game, and, you know, the things that are popular on mixtapes aren't really popular among coaches and things of that nature. But so he won't shy away from playing on the block. He loves to shoot. And, you know, pick and pop situations and things of that nature. But I've never seen somebody attack the rim as hard as he attacks the rim. And in a screen and roll or a fast break, whatever, he goes hard.
I weigh 170. I've seen him reported anywhere between 210 and 220. But he's also, I'm 6'2". He's 7'1". Does he know he has to put weight on to play at this level?
Yeah, he eats 7 meals a day right now.
And, 7 meals a day?
Yeah,
I got something in common with Thon Maker. I love this.
He's very regimented. And it's not like just go eat whatever you want at 10:30, eat whatever you want at noon. He has a plan. With Thon, there's always a plan. And, you know, it's not to where he's going to be somebody that's a pain in the backside about everything, but he's like, Coach, it's 10:30, you know, I need to eat something. So he gets a granola bar, you know, or something like that. But there's always, he's constantly eating. You're just like, Thon, are you even hungry? He's like, no, I'm not, but I gotta eat. And so he's very conscientious of what it is. And his, you know, it's just the nature of being where he's from and everything, that the body types just are not conducive to being what people think it should be immediately. And so he's got to work on it, and it's going to be constantly be something that he's done or is working on. But he's put on 25 to 30 pounds in the last, you know, year and a half. And it's all good weight. And so he's definitely getting there, and he just does whatever he has to do.
It's Brandon Leshovsky joined us earlier in the show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from the Athlete Institute. Thon's coach the last couple of years. Really good stuff. Check that out if you missed any of it or you want to hear it again over at 1057fmthefan.com. Click Fan on Demand. And while you're there, don't forget, sign up for the 10th annual Perkins WSSP Charity Golf Outing to benefit Give Kids the World. Coming up August 2nd, it's a Tuesday. We're going to team you and your group up with a celebrity. It'll be a great round of golf for a great cause. 3 meals. We have so much fun. Sign up today. It will sell out. Get your group together, whether it's you and a buddy or you and 3 friends or whatever. Sign up today. Go to 1057fmandthefan.com. Chuck and Wicket coming up. 3 trends. More on Thon Maker at number 10. You're going to hear from Thon during our 3 trends. Also, we'll get you ready for Brewers and Nats. We got calls of the week. We've got Bill Michaels coming your way, 10 until 2, live from Road America. It is a busy, busy day. Big show, plenty of Thon coverage for you coming up 2 to 6 as well. Bart has your sports flash right now. It's Chuck and Wicket. We're served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We begin with the Milwaukee Bucks, who selected Thon Maker, the prep-to-pros player who is from the Sudan, went to Australia, spent a little time in Virginia, and the last two seasons playing in Canada at the Athlete Institute. 7'1", we'll generously say 220. Thon was asked after the selection yesterday on ESPN if he thinks he's ready for the NBA.
It's basically on the team personnel, like how they want to use me, because they can use me at a position where I would have to grow first, or they can use me at a position where, you know, I can help out straight away. But, you know, I feel like I'm ready because I trust my game.
As the president of the Thon Maker Fan Club Milwaukee chapter.
Oh, my gosh. Already?
Well, and again, I've been very positive about this pick, and I want to just make sure that I'm clear that I don't think, and I'm not expecting Thon to come in and play heavy minutes and be an all-star right away. I think this was a pick with the future in mind, but the near future in mind, maybe 2-3 years. I think the Bucks, what they've done is they found their core. They had a talent that the upside was just too much to pass up. Look, this could flame out. I mean, this pick could not work. That's just the nature of drafting. But with this draft, there just wasn't anybody else that screamed off the board at that point, in my opinion, that I'd be that upset if this was a failure. If it was a failure, I mean, who else were you going to take? That's what I think. I think for this draft, this was the guy to do it.
I think the Bucks swung for the fences here. I don't know if Megathon's going to turn into an all-star, but Thon Shot Maker is going to be part of this next couple of years here while we watch Jabari and the Greek Freak grow together, and maybe Money Maker or Thonis Adetokounmpo is going to be a real piece of the puzzle. Who knows? He's 7'1", he's athletic, he's got a handle, he can shoot from the outside. He's skinny, he knows he has to put on weight. And we shall see. He speaks to the media at noon. We'll have full coverage of he, as well as their second-round pick. What's the guy's name they took in the second round? Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Malcolm. What was the guy's name? Malcolm.
Brogdon?
What's the guy's name? Brogdon. Sure. Anyway, it's Thon Day, and Brogdon's there as well. Not to disrespect.
He's a good pick, too. I could do 4 hours on him today, too.
He's 23 years old, a senior shooting guard, 6'6", out of Virginia. Jay Billis said he was a good two-way player, defends the perimeter well, and you got to believe that when he comes out of Tony Bennett's system at UVA. So Malcolm Brogdon picked at 36th. The 38th pick was Patrick McCaw, who the Bucks traded to the Warriors for cash.
Yeah, they got like $2.4 million, so what do they do with that? Does that go towards their salary cap?
Yeah, plus you can only have 15 guys on the roster. So, I mean, I think there was, I think there were too many hens in the house, as they would say.
McCaw.
Did they say that? I don't even know if they say that. Moving on, Henry Ellenson, a guy the Bucks could have selected at number 10. He slid to 18 to the Detroit Pistons. Head coach Stan Van Gundy was shocked to see Hank still available.
He was a guy we had as basically no chance to get to 18. So we didn't bring him in here for a workout. Everybody thought he was going to go higher. So you can't get those guys in who are definitely going to go higher. So, yeah, it was pretty surprising to us that he was still there.
Pistons have a nice little something brewing in Detroit. He'll play alongside Drummond, Reggie Jackson, Tobias Harris, and the other Pistons that I can name off the top of my head.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Yep, Stanley Johnson.
I like Stanley Johnson.
Marcus Morris. Yeah, so they made some deals at the deadline in last season and got into that eighth seed. And for Hank to fall to them at 18, like Van Gundy said, they didn't work him out.
You know what I love about sports? So I put up the story about Hank getting drafted by the Pistons earlier this morning on our Facebook page. You can always follow us and like us on Facebook and interact with other Bucks, Pistons, and Bucks, Packers, Badger
fans. We're
really
the only station Pistons fans need.
We're southeastern Wisconsin's Detroit home sports. Alex on the Henry Ellenson story says, congrats to the kid on the payday. Only way he's winning a championship is from the bench. Brett says, Ellenson's going to kick our ass for years to come. Detroit got a steal. The Bucks will regret not drafting him. Two completely diametrically opposite opinions about Henry Ellenson less than 12 hours after he got drafted. That's why I love sports.
Well, the day after the draft is the day to
take an opinion and and just go with it. And I took the Thon's going to bring us a title.
You've got Megathon champion. He's the missing link. It's the big four now, isn't it? Isn't it the big four?
No. But, I mean, can you imagine him and Giannis on the floor at the same time? And if you spell Giannis...
Jabari's the best of... Jabari should be the best of this team. He should be the MVP of this team.
If you spell Giannis with Maker, you could have a guy in there. The thing I took away the most from these videos wasn't the shot, wasn't the hands, it was the blocking. I mean, he's blocking everything.
Which is nice because this team doesn't have anybody on it that can play defense all that well. So if in 2 years he's a defensive force in the middle, or maybe he's, you know, oddly moved to a three, the possibilities on this team are very intriguing to me because of the length. We were talking about Henry Ellenson, also drafted yesterday at 40. Diamond Stone from Whitefish Bay, Dominican, and 1 year at Maryland, was selected by the Pelicans and then traded to the Clippers. So he'll get to play for Doc Rivers out in L.A. Coming up tonight in Milwaukee at Miller Park, manager Craig Counsell's Milwaukee Brewers. They will open up a three-game series with the Washington Nationals. Counsell tried to put a positive spin on the horrendous West Coast road trip.
You know, we just looked at it. We played basically 7 of the 9 games where we were tied and tied or had the lead, you know, in the sixth inning. And so... we finished it up the right way, though.
6.5 back, Mike, in the wild card standings.
Stop it! Stop it!
Scoring at home. The game to half game yesterday, despite being off. They've got Washington this weekend, and then the Dodgers come to town on Monday.
It'll be Max Scherzer going for the Nats tonight opposite Zach Davies. We'll get you ready with the Nasal Cord on Deck show at 8 o'clock, followed by the fan postgame show after the last pitch. Make it right back here. Make that switch for Tim and Sparky tonight. Your three trends brought to you by Adam Adeputy. If you're looking to buy a home, whether it's your first or your last, contact Adam Adeputy, a name you can trust, online at adamadeputy.com. GSF Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. And we may have to have a fourth trend because today, happy 25th birthday to Jeff Janis.
Janis!
Jeff Janis.
Janis!
Jeff Janis.
Janis!
Jeff Janis! I have an idea. In honor of his 25th birthday, can we have 25 Janises in a row?
No.
Bart?
That's too much, even for me.
Bart?
That's too much, Mike.
Bart?
Mike, you don't let a good thing, you don't ruin a good thing.
Bart?
Janis!
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 Jeff Janis!
Jeff Janis!
Janis!
Jeff Janis!
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 Jeff Janis!
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 Janis! Jeff Janis!
Janis!
Janis! Jeff Janis!
How old is he?
25.
That was it. There you go.
Thank you. Happy 25th birthday, Jeff Janis. Coming up.
Sorry.
Calls of the week. Also, the out of context week in review. Before we send it off to Bill Michaels up at Road America, Chuck and Wicket wrapping it up on a Friday on Jeff Janis' birthday. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Janis!
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 Jeff Janis!
What was the golden chicken call of the week? Let's hear it. And don't forget to make your call of the weekend to Golden Chicken and Hale's Corners, 427-5500. Delivery, carry out, or catering, your meal is always fresh, hot, and delicious. Golden Chicken and Hale's Corners, 427-5500.
Call of the week. We go to Fox Sports, Wisconsin. Scooter Gennett getting heavy. One of the only nice things that happened this week. Part of that Brewers 4-2 win on Wednesday.
Gennett in the air. Deep left center field. Crisp is on the run at the wall. And it is up and out of here. Scooter Gennett with some unexpected pop.
7 homers on the season now for Scooter Gennett, who's showing the kind of power he showed at the beginning of the season. Good to see.
Brian Anderson on the play-by-play. Our number 2 call of the week, NBA Finals. Kyrie Irving going all John Paxson on everybody. Hit a big 3 to give Cleveland the lead late in Game 7.
Irving's picked up by Steph Curry. 6 to shoot. He's at the right point. He stutter steps. He launches a 3. He nailed it! 53 seconds to go. Cavaliers 92, Warriors 89.
And that followed the block. You'll be able to say the block 10 years, 20 years from now, and no, it was LeBron game 7, 2016.
And call of the week shocked pretty much everybody last night. Let's go to Adam Silver, NBA commissioner, at the podium.
With the 10th pick in the 2016 NBA draft, the Milwaukee Bucks select Thon Maker from South Sudan and Perth, Australia.
I'm saving that right now to a folder. I'm going to make a montage when the Bucks win the title in 3 years, and I'll include that in it.
Is LeBron still going to be in the East?
I don't know. I don't know.
You never know, actually. It's a good question.
I think he'll stay with Cleveland. He might do like a season in New York to end it, or L.A. or something, but I think he'll be in Cleveland for a while. And you know, I really do think it's going to be Golden State and Cleveland again next year.
I do, too. Let's get round three. I totally agree. That's your Golden Chicken calls of the week. Make your Golden Chicken call this weekend to Golden Chicken in Hales Corners, 427-5500, 427-5500, delivery, carry out, or catering. Your meal is always fresh, hot, and delicious. Golden Chicken, Hales Corners, 427-5500. Don't forget, go to getmyperks.com/Milwaukee. Today you can save off 50% off at the Washington County Fair. $10 tickets, just $5. How about that going on, July 26th through the 31st? So it starts in about a month from right now. Half off to the Washington County Fair, normally $10. Get it for $5. Go to getmyperks.com/Milwaukee. That's getmyperks.com/Milwaukee. Been a fun show today, Bart. I mean, it's been all Thon, all the time. Bill Michaels coming your way from Road America. Don't miss Tim Allen talking a little Brewer baseball at 10:30. Gary Wolfel at 12, and some Packers talk. Paul Immig coming up at 12:35. Thanks to all of our guests. Thanks to Brandon Leshovsky from the Athlete Institute in Canada for joining us. He was Thon's coach. Again, if you missed that, or Gary Wolfel or Frank Madden from brewhoop.com, head over to our website. Click Fan on Demand, brought to you by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100, over at 1057FM, thefan.com. We take you out with the out of context week in review. All the dumb things that we have said over the last week. It's coming your way right now. Bill Michaels to follow. The big show afterwards from 2 until 6, and the Nasal Cord on Deck show will get you ready for Brewers and Nats game number 1. Monday morning, don't miss Ed Cedar, Brewers third base coach, coming up at 9 o'clock. For Brendan and for Bart, Chuck's back on Monday. I'm Mike Wickett. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day and a great weekend, Milwaukee, and be good to each other.
And now, everything you might have missed on Chuck and Wicked this week, presented without context.
Was that purposely done, or was that just like a slip of the drip?
Are you still going to the Y to do number two?
I'm speaking for the silent majority here today.
I think he misremembers.
Shut up.
I'm not even the second greatest in my relationship.
LeBron's mom and LeBron are the same ages as Chuck,
and Bart.
Check my Facebook page once in a while.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
An actual mullet on a fish.
9 sets of underwear and all that sucks.
I'm being attacked all week. I don't understand.
I don't need you to read a box score and compare numbers for me.
What are you doing here?
You can't compete with a ceiling fan.
How is Bart still your producer?
Because all you stupid idiots in Milwaukee.
I don't believe his car broke down, number one.
Bill Brooks, LLC.
I'm kind of the Commissioner Gordon of this show, I always thought.
We were at Left's, and that bitch said this one thing to me, and she bumped into me, and she didn't pay for her own drink, and it has never been the same.
Chuck and Wicket, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.